So the we began discussing the problem of Toldoseim Lav Kiyotzevahem in Mazik last time, and also some of the Mazikin themselves. So let's just go over the Gemara very quickly and try to, there are really two issues that we are in the middle of. One is, what do we mean when we talk about Mazik Toldoseim Lav Kiyotzevahem? And a closely connected topic, the Gemara's Havamina, that Karen, which is one of the Avos Zikin, is Karen Tlusha, not Karen Mechuberes, but that Karen Mechuberes would be Nezek Shalom. Okay. So again, I'll read that inside so people won't just have to remember, and then I want to, both of those issues are very closely connected. So the Gemara says here that Omra Papa, this four lines down from base or base, Yesh Mehem Kiyotzebahem, Yesh Mehem Lav Kiyotzebahem. And when it comes to Avos Nezikin, the question whether or not the toldos are similar to, in the image, if you will, of the Avos, is really there's not a uniform answer to that question, but there are some that are Kiyotzeban and then others that aren't Lav Kiyotzeban. It's going to end up on Dav Gimel Amud Beis, I think we already noted this, that the Gemara is going to find what seemingly one case of Lav Kiyotzebahem, and that is what we call Tsroros. Tsroros means a situation where you have an animal that is walking, and it stomps on, it walks normally, and as it walks, let's say, it causes, a secondary reaction. Like the animal steps on something, that something becomes a trajectile and hits something else. Okay, that's called tsroros. And the Gemara ends up saying on Gimel Amud Beis that chatzi nezek tsroros, which is a halacha l'moshe misinai, not a knas, we'll get back to that, is the example of toldoseim that are lav kiyotzebem, because shein and regel are nezek shalem. And tsroros of regel, typically tsroros are tsroros of regel. The truth is that there are gemaras that imply that there's tsroros of shame, and certainly many Rishonim embrace that. There seems to be a bit of a debate whether lahalacha there's such a category as tsroros of shame. We'll get to that. That's important for the relationship between shame and regel, but that's not, everything's all interconnected here, but not for now. Anyways, so the Gemara, before it reaches its conclusion on Gimel Amud Beis, that there seemingly is only one example of Toldoseim Lav Kiyotzebahem in Mazik, before the Gemara reaches that conclusion, it puts in a lot of effort. It goes through each one of the Avos Nezikin to analyze whether or not it might also have some sort of a variation, which is Lav Kiyotzebahem. And of course that provides an invaluable window into the nature of, into the character of, the Avos Nezikin. Right? The reason that we're able, right in the beginning of the Masechta, to form impressions and start building a perspective on the different Avos Nezikin and their interrelationship between each other, is because the Gemara is doing this this exercise. This exercise and the Mishnah's exercise, the one that the Mishnah and the Gemara is, namely, what would happen if we didn't have all the parshios in the Torah about Nezek? Would we be able to derive, some of them from others? And that whole exercise, too, is an invaluable, provides invaluable insight into the relationship between and the nature of the Avos Nezikin. Okay. So the Gemara basically tells us that there are two. There are avos that are kiyotze, avos that are not kiyotze. It ends up being very narrow, but this is the effort. So, before we move on, and as we were discussing the first example of Karen, so I just want to take a couple of minutes, because this is all interconnected. What does it mean when we say that Toldoseim is lav kiyotze bahem? So Rashi seems to say right away that, if you look here, Dibra Maskil Hochamai, on the top of the page on Beis Lund Beis, Rashi says, told us the Shabbos Havaka Avos, told us the Tumah Lo Havaka Avos, Hacha told us the Nezikin, Mai. Mi Amrinan told us Kiyotze Mahem, Lo Shnav Lo Shna Tolda, imhizik mishalem o dilma lo. And this is one Rashi of two or three. There are a few other Rashis like this as well, where if Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, he certainly comes very close to saying that toldo seim lav ki yotze behem in Nezikin would mean that the toldo would be patur. I mean, toldo seim ki yotze behem, Rashi says, means chayiv, and by implication, toldo seim lav ki yotze behem means not chayiv, meaning patur. Now, why is that so earth-shattering? I mean, that sounds pretty obvious. The reason that it's earth-shattering is because it's logically shocking. In other words, what is a toldo? Let's say, take an example, you know, that we're about to discuss, right? So the av nezek or mazik of Karen is Karen, okay? The Gemara is going to debate whether it's Karen Klusha or Karen Mechuberes. Let's assume the halacha of Karen Mechuberes, an animal that aggressively attacks with its horn. Okay? That's a classic av of Karen. And what's a told of Karen? Be'ita, Negifa, well, let's see, Negifa might be a koav, but certainly Be'ita, right? In other words, an animal kicks. Right, or drisa, an animal stomps, not the animal walks normally and agav, things get crushed by the weight of its normal gait. But the animal intentionally looks to stomp on things. It's a destructive animal. It doesn't do the destruction with its horn, it does the destruction with its feet, by kicking, by stomping, etc. So what Rashi is saying is that if you would hold Todosem Lav Kiyotzabam, you'd be saying that while goring is chayiv, stomping and kicking is patur, right? Or if you dig a pit, right, that's chayiv. But if you put some obstacle in Rishus HaRabim, a vertical obstacle, right, you know, it's avono sakino maso, and you build it up in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody unwittingly trips on it, so you'll be patur, right? Instead of lighting a fire and letting the wind, the ruach mitsuya, carry it, you know, to its destructive course, let's say you take an object, you know, that object, you know, is placed in such a way that it becomes again a dangerous, you know, it's not fire, but it's going to be carried by ruach mitsuya and cause a damage, you know, to others. So according to Rashi, told the same, Lav Kiyotzabahen would be Patur. So what's shocking about that is that this seems like a very basic, logical obligation. To highlight it a little bit more, but this is obviously, you know, we're trying to say the opposite. We'll recall that in the Shita Mekubetzes, and Beis Amin Aleph, I believe the Marikatz, is quoted as asking the following question, and that is, why is it when it comes to toldos of Hilchos Shabbos you need Gzeres HaKasuv, right? Achas Mehena, right? One is for the Avos, the other is for toldos, implying that if you didn't have a limud, toldos of Shabbos would not be chayiv. And yet when it comes to toldos of Nezikin, right, the Gemara has a discussion, Kiyotze, Lav Kiyotze. Again, we end up saying that 99% of them are kiyotze, but there's never a pasuk that's ever cited in the Gemara. There are psukim cited about the av. There's never a pasuk that is quoted to teach you that there's a concept of toldos in Ezekiel. Why should that be? So the simple pshat is because whatever you want to say about Hilchos Shabbos, you know, where there's a mishkan factor and so on and so forth, when it comes to Nezikin, you know, logic is at work. So does it really matter if it's a pit or a projectile? Does it really matter if I build up or I build down? Right? In the end, does it really matter if it's a horn or a kick or a stomp? But the point is that according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, there are a couple of dapim here where the Gemara is trying to suggest that maybe toldos will be lav kiyotzabahem, which, according to him, seemingly means Patur, which is why there were some Achronim who denied it. They felt that Rashi never meant that, even though he contrasts it with Chayev. It sounds like he meant it. Now, their support is twofold. Number one, logic. Like, how could Rashi think that these things are Patur? It's, you know, it seems quite obvious that they're very similar to the Av, and they should be Chayev logically. That's one motivation to reread Rashi. The other motivation is the Gemara's ultimate answer. Because when the Gemara finally does identify, right, the candidate of Rav Papa's Lav Kiyotza Behem, it ends up being what? Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. Which is not Patur. Right? It's Chatzi Nezek. So you either have to say that according to Rashi, the Gemara changed its mind at the last minute. I mean, they thought that there was a regular Tolda that was going to be Lav Kiyotze, and that would have been Patur. They ended up finding a dilution in the act of Hezek, namely something that isn't direct, but is kind of a Kochsheni kind of a thing, or Koko kind of a thing. And therefore, they say, no, it's not that kind of Lav Kiyotze either. Or that fundamentally it really is Patur, and the Hilchos Gemiri is a Chiddush HaTorah that tells you really this should be Patur Legamri, but it's Chayev Chatzi Nezek, even though it isn't a Knas, but something that works very similar to a Knas. We'll talk more about the Knas as we were last time. We'll continue with that in a moment. My point is that it's challenging to read the Maskana of the Gemara according to Rashi, and therefore some of the Achronim suggested that Rashi never meant Patur to begin with, but the Pashtus he did. So what conclusion do we draw from this? So probably the right conclusion to draw is that all of Nizke Mamon, at least, are a Chiddush. The Ein L'chava L'chidusha. What the Gemara is really weighing is the idea that Nizke Mamon are not completely logical. That in some sense, they go against the grain of other principles that are, you know, the core of Hilchos Nezikin. What are those principles? So this gets us back to our very extensive Hakdama. We were talking about whether or not there's an Isa Lahazik, whether or not the mumble that you pay of Tashlumei Nezek is basically an Onesh, or it is just quid pro quo. So I started off by noting that especially when it comes to Nizke Mamon, in contrast to Adam Amazik, that one could have said that every case of Nizke Mamon is Patur, because it's more like Grama than it is Nezek. You don't do the action, right? Your shor does the action. Or something that you created in turn is Mazik. So if there are strict laws about Mazik, Garmi, Grama, Hezek Shenonikar, Dovra Gorim Lamamon, namely, if there's some sort of a requirement, right, of a more direct or more exclusive responsibility for the Nezek, then one could have argued that all of this Kemamon should be Patur. Or if it's Chayiv, that it's very Mechudash. And then one could have said, Ve'ein L'chabo L'chidusho. After all, it's indirect, it's not exclusive, in many cases it's Sheval Taseh, certainly Bor. From your point of view, it's Sheval Taseh. Your animal goes out and gores. You didn't gore. Right? It's the animal that did it. The animal doesn't have a bank account. The animal is under your aegis. We understand the other side of the coin. But the point is that one could have said that all of Nizkei Mamon is very mechudash. Either way, that is one perspective, and it remains a very important perspective as we move forward. However, clearly the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush and Rav Belville didn't like Rashi, although they say different things. So if you look at the Rif in our Mar Makomos here, it's on the back of the Gemara, of course, on Aleph Omud Beis on the Dapir Rif. I'm sorry, Aleph Omud Aleph on Dapir, but it's line 16 in Mar Makomos here. So the Gemara says, so the Rif says as follows: Minik Tani Avos Mechal Dika told us, quoting the Gemara, told the same Kiyotzer Lo Pirish Kivin Akaimel and Denezek Shalei Mamonahu. The Chatzi Nezek Knossahu. Very interesting that the Rif, even in this little preamble, takes a position on Chatzi Nezek. The truth is that, as we know, we talked a little bit last week, we'll talk about it more in a minute, there's a debate in the Gemara later on Tesvav Amud Aleph, whether Chatzi Nezek, whether Tam, is Knas or Mamon. For some reason, the Rif here, in projecting his view of Tol Dasein Lav Kiyotze Behen, which we'll get to in just a second, right, employs the model of Chatzi Nezek, but Dafka of Knas. That's interesting. It's especially interesting because Rav Papa, who's Mistapik, who's the one in the Gemara who says that there's, you know, some yes and some no, is the Mandamar on Tezvav Amud Aleph that Palganiska is Mamona. And in the Hemshech of the Gemara, there's good reason to think that what the Gemara says about Karen Mechuberes and Karen Tlusha is Dafka according to our Papa, Dafka according to the Mandomar Palganiska Mamona. So it's very striking, I'll try to explain why later, why I think later, I have speculation about it, why the Rif, for, you know, in a problematic fashion, based on what I'm saying, even without all of that, gratuitously, because why not make these comments according to both Mandamrim? It's interesting that he presents it, right, according to the view, Palganiska Knas. Unless we want to say that's because we Paskin that way. But, again, very interesting. So we'll get back to that. So the Rif says as follows. Kiven the Kaimo Nezek Shalom Mamona, Mechatzi Nezek Knasa, Umuad Shehizek Mishalim Nezek Shalom Mino Aliyah, the Tam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek Migufo, and the rule is that when it comes to Karen, the first three times, you pay Chatzi Nezek, but in addition to that, it's Migufo. You never go, the Chatzi Nezek can never be more than the value of the animal. Whereas any Muad payment, any Nezek Shalim, is always whatever the value is. Now, it comes from my bank account. It's not limited by the value of the mazik animal. Be'ina lameda, says the Rif. Therefore, we want to, this is the background. Fascinating. We want to know, Hani told us, the Hani avos, ikiyotze behen ninu, the kol muad minayu told the delay, kivasei, umishalim nezek shalim min aliyah, the Tam told the delay kivasei umishalim katinezek migufo Odilma told the same lav kiyotze behen Vasikla the Kula told the same kiyotze Barmi told the regel umayniu katinezek choros neuchzagmira lidla mishalim ala katinezek. Okay, so the Rif says something clearly sensational. The only question is, you know, what did he mean? You know, what is the sensational thing that he said? At minimum, it sounds like, I'll say it this way, the simple pshat of the Rif is that the Rif was interpreting the Gemara that told the same Lav Kiyotzebhem zeroes in very specifically on the issue of Tam and Muad, Chatzi Nezek, Nezek Shalem, Mino Aliyah, and Migufo. In other words, the Rif was saying, listen, we have a paradigm. It's called Karen. Tam is Chatzi Nezek Migufo, right? Muad, meaning after being warned three times appropriately and so on, this animal becomes a Muad and is Chayv Nezek Shalem Minu Aliyah. And we want to know, does the same thing apply to the Toldos in general? Are Toldos Kiyotze when it comes to that issue? And what is the Rif talking about? So it's hard to know. Even in the narrowest version of the Rif, is the Rif wondering whether Negifa and Beita and Drisa, meaning other examples or toldos of Karen, is he wondering whether they, the first three times, have a din of Tam or they pay Nezek Shalem? Or is he wondering whether they ever pay Nezek Shalem even after Muad? Meaning, is it only Karen that has either A or B, and not the other toldos of Karen? It sounds like that's what the Rif is wondering about, but the problem is that can't be the end of the story, because If that were the end of the story, what do you do with the rest of the Gemara? The Gemara says, oh, okay, not Karen. What about Shane? What about Regel? What about Adam? What about Bor? What about Aish? Right? So it sounds like what the Rif is saying is also maybe Shane and Regel and other Avos also have a Tam and a Muad? Or one or the other? Meaning, the first few times of Regel or Shane would be Chatzi Nezek. So that, of course, is a fascinating suggestion. Not like Rashi at all. Something very specific. But what it does, if it's true on any level, it's even within Tolda of Karen itself, what it does is it widens, it broadens the significance of these categories, Tam and Muad. And this goes to something that I spoke of last week, but I'll just expand on now, and that is the following. One could read the Gemara in Tezvav Amud Aleph, in Bava Kamma, the discussion of how you understand the din of Tam, whether it's Mammon or Knas. One could read it, as Rabbeinu Tam read it, in very stark terms. And again, Rabbeinu Tam did very consistently, and so did many other Rishonim. So it can be done. The problem with it is, it opens you up to all sorts of questions whenever we veer a little bit from the accepted formula of what is Tam and what is Muad. What do I mean by that? I just look very quickly at the Gemara in Tezvav Amud Aleph. I think we have it here also. Not sure, actually. No? Maybe not. Okay. This is the Gemara itself, Tezvav Amud Aleph. We read it last week, but I want to get back to it. The Gemara says as follows. If you look at the middle of the page on Tezvav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Itmar, Palga Nizkar, Rav Papa, Mar Mamona, Rav Huna, Braid, Rav Yeshua, Mar Knas. When you have a Tam, Shehizik, I mean the first few times, and it's Mishuna, as we call it, it's an aggressive attack, and that's something that was expected. So there's a debate. Rav Papa says Mamona, you pay Chatzi Nezek, but it's considered Mamon, we'll explain in a minute. And Rav Huna says it's Knas, and the Gemara elaborates. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Kasavar Stam Shvarim La Becheska Shimor Kaina. So let me translate this according to the simplest reading of the Gemara, which is Rabbeinu Tam's reading. Rav Papa was of the opinion that Palga Nizka is Mamon, because he holds that Stam Shvarim La Becheska Shimor Kaina. Even if an animal is never gored before, right, we don't consider it to be, right, Shamor. We don't consider, in other words, the first attack to be something that is so unexpected that even in retrospect, right, it didn't mandate Shmira. Any animal could attack at any time, even without a track record. And therefore, right, Ubedinu deboilish lumei kule. Really, the expectation, or at least in retrospect, the assessment of an attack is not something which is an excusable event from the Bailin's point of view. And therefore, Bidinu Deboy Lishlume Kule, really Palganizka Tam Shibikhaev Kulo, Rahmana Kasale, Huda Kasale, Dakati Lo Yoy Ture, since there was no warning, Torah stepped in and it showed mercy to the Bailin. They gave him a break. He really owes the whole thing, and they gave him a 50% discount. Okay. Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Knasa. And we paskin this way, that it's Knas. What's the logic? Kasavar, Stam Shor, Becheska Shim, or Kaimi. No. If this cow, or this bull, or whatever it is, it was a domestic animal, so then the expectation is that it will not attack. And therefore, what happened, just like if you're Shomer Kiro'i and the animal somehow is able to attack, right, we don't hold you liable for that. Here, there's no requirement of Shmira. So it's the equivalent of being Shomor, it's Becheska Shimor Kaimi, we consider this to be not a breach of his Shmira obligation, but simply a bizarre rogue attack. And consequently, bidinhu de lo lishalim klal, rachmanahu de kanse, kihech de linture leture. But we want to inspire some sort of a shmira, so we impose the knas. Okay. So what's difficult about this, I mentioned last time, is that these seem to be two mutually exclusive perspectives on talam. If you take them kipshuta, namely, if you kink chas rachmana or chiev rachmana are both external factors, then really this one mandamar says you're chayev legamri. There's no difference between a tam and a muad, paganiskum amona. And the other mandamar says you're patra legamri. Right? And there's no difference between paganiska knasa and shamar karoi. Right? What's problematic about that on the surface, but we'll discuss in a minute, is that if you think everything depends on the level of shmira, certainly, what is this, a machlokas and metzias? Right, somebody, there's a gallop poll and a roper poll, you know, about how likely it is for the animal, how frequent it is, how ubiquitous. You know, animal attacks are very hard to say that. Was the machlokas about the threshold of the of what constitutes a required shmira? Maybe. Either way, it's difficult. What makes, once you say this, it becomes even more difficult to say what the Rif said. Namely, that the safek in the Gemara told the same kiyotza behem and lav kiyotza behem is a safek whether the din of tam and muad that applies to Karen, right? Does that apply to the toldos of Karen? Does it maybe even, we're not even sure, maybe it applies to Shane and Regal? Or other avos nezikin? Because if, and remember, the Rif in particular emphasizes the knas. So, miman of shach. Is Bor and Eish and Shor and Shane and Regal and the toldos of Karen, are they becheska shimur? Are they not becheska shimur? Right? Unless you say, and I believe this to be true, anyway, that the Rif, and probably the Rambam, and some others, didn't understand Becheska Shimor exactly like Rabbeinu Tam. They may have felt that Becheska Shimor, Kaimi or Lo Kaimi, is a legal concept, right? And maybe even a consequence of the way that you look at Karen, rather than a sociological or mathematical assessment. Either way, what Rabbeinu Tam says, the Rabbeinu Tam's understanding, if you want to apply it to the Rif, would be very problematic. Right? How could we think that Tam and Muad would be categories that either would be flexible within Karen, or that might even be exported outside of Karen? Okay, that's the Rif. However, the Rush, if you look here also, the next entry, rewrote the Rif. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam's view is, we'll get to it in a minute, is on Beis Amud Beis. Again, it's on Hey Amud Beis. And it's also on Tezvav Mabes. Yeah.
According to the Rif,
and a few other places, right? Yeah, but
He has to say Chasinez.
I'll explain what I mean by Rabbeinu Tam.
He has to say Chasinez is Knas, because according to Chasinez is Knas, Kiran and Sheikh Regal are the same. They're all Bechas Hashimah.
Say that one more time.
According to Chasinez is Knas.
You know about the Rif?
No, according to the Mandiros and Chasinez and Knas, we pass from that way.
Yeah.
Right? So it means that Karen is equal to Shem and Rebel. They're all Bechas to Shimu. There's no difference between them.
No, there is a difference.
What's the difference?
Shane and Regel is Chayev.
Also Bechas to Shimu.
No. B'chayef Rishayin and Regel.
But is that something, it's a normal activity.
Yeah, that's something else.
It's a normal activity, Rishayin and Regel.
Everything has its cool.
Kirin is also...
No, it's not normal.
It's not an exceptional
It is.
It's a shimur. So it can't be an exception.
B'cheskas shimur means it's exceptional. B'cheskas shimur means you don't expect it to attack.
Oh, you don't expect it to attack.
The opposite.
Right, and you really don't expect Rishayin and Regel to take place either.
No, you do. Shein and Regel is Chayev, because it's Urche.
Right.
Keren is Pater Legamri, if not for the Knas, because it's Mishuna. They're opposite.
Because
Shimur means you don't expect it to happen, and therefore when it happens, you're Pater Legamri, because it's Mishuna.
Right.
It's Mishuna.
It's
this, meaning this crazy animal. No animal gores.
That's why you have to pick enough.
But Shein and Regel, they eat and they walk all the time. Shein and Regel are potter b'shus harabim. I'm not talking about b'shus harabim at the moment. I'm talking about Shein and Regel b'shus hanizak, which is chayiv, and Karen, which is chayiv chatzi nezek, but really is potter. So it's the opposite. According to the Mandomer Polganiska Mamona, that's closer. Because then really all of them are Chayev Lagamri. But here's the Chos Rachma. What I'm going to try to explain soon is that I think according to the Rif and the Rambam and quite a few others, let me just say it now because I said it last time and I just want to build on it again, is that, and this is where Rabbeinu Tam I think comes in, what I want to say is that, is it a coincidence that we have two opposite views about Karen, Tam? A. B. Right? Should we be discounting what looks like the extraneous factors that either limit or generate to Chatzi Nezek for both Mandomrim? By which I mean, let's take each one separately. So the Mandomar or Papa says, Palgan Iska Mamona, so the Gemara says, because Bedinu, that Stam Shvarim, Arla Becheska Shimur. Right, and therefore he should pay everything. But Chos Rachmana, so what I'm asking is it a coincidence that Chos Rachmana in this one case, why don't we say Chos Rachmana in 20 other cases in Hilchos Nis came up? Right? Is there some objective reason for the Ribbono Shel Olam to feel Rachmanus Dafka in this one case? If indeed the level of Tzricha Shimur is actually identical? Or is it maybe not a coincidence. I'll explain in a second. Similarly, take the Knas angle. Right? So what are we saying? According to Mandomar Knas, Stam Shvarim are Becheskas Shimur. But the Torah was created a Knas, Ki Hechad Alintere. If it's really Becheskas Shimur, why, what's the Ki Hechad Alintere? Why are we creating Knossos? Right? So what you might end up saying is that instead of these being totally opposite, maybe they really actually overlap a lot. Now, his Chos Rachmana from, they argue, don't get me wrong, one says Knas, one says Mamo. That's already an argument. Even where they're coming from, I mean, is it more Chayev or more Patur? That's an argument. But this idea that Karen Tam is something in the middle, meaning, according the view that says Chos Rachmana or Knas Rachmana, right, are totally extraneous, it's not in the middle. Right? It's exactly like that, or it's exactly like that. And what I'm saying is, but where else do we find Chas Rachmana that puts it, ends up being over here? And where else do we find Kanas Rachmana that puts it over here? So the answer is, that maybe, that Karen is a complex, you know, Yesh Panim L'Chayev, and Yesh Panim, I'll give you a way to look at it. Number one, if there's a threshold, maybe that, you know, it's more unusual certainly than Shein and Regel, you know, and yet it happens, right? That's one way to look at it. I'll go better. We know that there's a major debate about Nizkei Mamon, for example, whether the emphasis in terms of the Chiyuv should be a lack of Shmira, right? Like the first day of Rashi and Tesam and Beis, Kol Shechavti B'Shmiraso Hichsharti Es Nizko, that it means that the reason that you pay is because you were negligent in guarding it. Right? That puts the onus on the Shmira. Right? But we also know there's a second day, and much evidence you know, about other perspectives. For example, the idea that, you know, the reason that you have to pay is because your animal did a maisa hezek. And since it's your animal, and there's no patur onus because you didn't do shmira, had you done shmira, you'd be patur. But you're not chayiv for lack of shmira. You're chayiv because when you didn't do shmira, then you're chayiv for the act that your animal did. Since he's your animal, you know, either you have to pay for what he does, or in some respects you're responsible for the act that he does. Right? So from the perspective of, there are two characteristics to carry. As we'll see, this is a big, big issue. One is kavanasa lahazik. What's unusual about Karen is that it's intentional. Unlike Shane and Rego, which is what we were talking about a second ago. Shane and Rego, they're, you know, domestic animals, you know, going about their lives. He steps on something, he eats, you know, something that's lying around, of course he's going to eat it. That's like an act of hezek. It causes a hefsid and a nezek. But he's a mazik, in quotation marks. Right, but when he, you know, when he goes at you with his horn, or he deliberately kicks you or stomps on you, that's a maisa hezek. That's a mostly that's considered a chumrah in Karen. We'll see in one havamina in the Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara thought it was a kula. I'll tell you why when we get there. So from that point of view, every Karen, right, is a real mazik. On the other hand, the expectation that it'll happen until it happens is less, and therefore the pshia from a shmira point of view is less. So if both of these factors are in the mix, what you might say is there's more mazik and less choser shmira. So from one perspective, it's mostly patur but a little chayiv, and the other ones it's mostly chayiv but a little patur. Right? Either way, the chas rachmana and the konas rachmana are no longer totally extraneous factors, and these are no longer totally opposite views. They basically flow from the same place, namely from the place that Karen is a kind of a Karen tam is not yet a full hezek, but it's certainly a mixas hezek. Right? You want to call it knas, you want to call it mumbo. Because he thinks it's more this way and more that way. Maybe stam behema becheska shimur kaimi, this is a more radical suggestion, is not the cause. Maybe it's the consequence. Meaning, at the end of the day, is he a mazik or not? Like, it's rogue and bizarre, but it's also kavanas alahazik. Or rogue and bizarre makes it, wow, this just happened, but it's hard to label it. Or maybe it makes it even more of a hezek, because you have to really do this intentionally. It doesn't come naturally. Right? That's what I think the Rif and the Rambam really mean. Either way, the Rush didn't like the Rif kipshuto. He thought it was way too narrow. He just couldn't believe it, obviously. This is my reading. So what the Rush did was he reread the Rif, he broadened the Rif in another way. This is what he says. Look on number 23. Kasav Rav Alphas. Kivin the Kaimel and the Nezek Shalim Amonahu. The Chatzin Nezek Knas. Somebody's just quoting the Rif. Umuad Shizim B'Sham Nezek Shalim and Aliyah. Tam Shizim B'Shalim Chatzin Nezek Mikufo. Bina Lameda told the Dahani Abba Sikiyotze Behem Ninu. The Kombu and Minayu told the Didei Kibasei the B'Sham Nezek Shalim and Aliyah. The Tam Shizik told the Didei Kibasei the B'Sham Chatzin Nezek Mikufo. Udilma told the same Lab Kiyotze Behem. That's a quote of the Rif. Now look what the Rush did. Line 26. Right? Hoya nira lola rabbeinu Yitzchak. I mean, if what the Rif said was self-evident, then you don't need the Rush to interpret it, right? To add, hoya nira lola rabbeinu Yitzchak, meaning, now I'm going to tell you what he means. What does he mean? She'im lo matzinu chiluk b'tashlumei nezakin, lo haya seifa mistapik. If we didn't have a paradigm in Hilchos Nezikin, this is fascinating, right, that there is more than one, you know, it's not a zero-sum game, either you're chayiv or you're patur, then we wouldn't be asking any questions. Meaning, we're not going the Rashi route wondering whether it told us patur or not. It's certainly not patur. But now that we have the model of Keren Tam and Keren Muad, namely that Midaraisa, there can be a Nezek Shalem and a Chatzi Nezek, it's not all Chayav or Patur, right? Now that we know that, we can wonder whether there might not be other cases of Chayav and Patur. I'm sorry, of not Chayav and Patur, but of something in between. The Mehecha Tesil on the Chalik Binayu. Kivin Diadanu, Misvara, Kol Todos Avos, Kivin Shadoma Lehem, Bekol Tzad. This is like almost like a pointed retort to the way we were discussing in Rashi, meaning, why would anybody think that you'd be Patur for Tolda, considering they're so similar to the Avos, and it's all very logical? Lama Nechalik B'Tashlameyim. Why would you think that you wouldn't always pay Nezek Shalem in every single Tolda? I mean, he's not even considering the possibility that it's Patur. And like, Kivin de Chazina, Ktsas Chiluk B'Tashlamey Nezakin, Bein Tam Lemuad, Afal Gav de Travayu, Avos Ninu, Hela Alibo, Lefashvesh, Veleda, Imatoldos, Kiyots of Avos. It seems like the Rosh isn't saying much, but he's saying so much. Meaning, the Rosh is saying, Keren Tam and Muad proves that in Hilchos Niske Mamon, you can have something called Chatzi Nezek. That there's a complex mazik, where there's a factor l'chiyuv and a factor l'ptur, or it's a diluted mazik, or there are extenuating circumstances. Once that's true, let me say two things. So number one, this is so against Rashi. Let me say three things. Total rejection of Rashi without naming him. Right? Implicitly, it's a rejection of Rabbeinu Tam. Or what I've said is Rabbeinu Tam. Well, we'll see soon. Meaning, if it really were true that Chatzi Nezek Knas, let's say for the Rit, or in general, right, was just an extraneous factor, and really, really it meant that it's Pata Legamri, this wouldn't be a very good paradigm. Right? The fact that it is a paradigm is a way of saying that it is a Knas, that's its status, right? But it's not completely, you know, without substance. It's a model for some in-between status in the world of Niske Momo. Right? And then, of course, what ends up being very beautiful here, which no one says, is the end of the Gemara. Because what's the Gemara's conclusion? What's the one example of Tol Dosei Blav Kiyotze Ben in the end? Chatzi Nezek Tzraros, which is not Knas, right? It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But if the idea is that, you know, it's not a zero-sum game, it's not either Chayav or Patur, but there can be, right, something called a Miktsas Chiyuv or a Chiyuv Chetzi, then that's fine. I believe this is Shitas HaRambam. If you look at the Rambam, it's fascinating. The Rambam in all of Perek Aleph barely differentiates, only in the very end of the Perek does he differentiate between the three cases of Shor. The Rambam, first of all, keeps the three cases of Shor together. We'll see later. It's a debate in the Gemara whether Shor means Keren, Shein, and Regel, or not. Maybe it only means Keren, or it only means Regel. The Rambam, even though he thinks that Maveh is not Adam in the Mishnah, says that in Pirush Mishnayos, he puts Adam in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, this is part of our Hakdama. Nonetheless, therefore the Rambam should have been very comfortable that all of saying that Shor bore Maveh, Maveh is Shein, and Shor should be, according to the Gemara, Regel. We'll see the Gemara later on. Against the Gemara, the Rambam always emphasizes in Yad HaChazakah that Shor means Keren, Shein, and Regel. Even though there are differences in the Rambam between Keren, Shein, and Regel, but mostly he thinks that they are an overarching category. They belong together. And it's very meduyak, in my opinion, that in all of Perek Aleph, till the end, the Rambam doesn't identify Keren. Keren is like the default mazik of Shor. Till, like, Halacha Yud, Perek Aleph. And when he identifies the categories of Muad and Tam, of Nezek Shalem and Chatzi Nezek, in Perek Aleph in the beginning and a little bit in Perek Beis in the beginning, it sounds like they could apply to anything. Until he then says, oh, by the way, that's limited to Karen. And I think that he did that because he read the Gemara like the Rif, but like the Rosh read the Rif. Namely, and he didn't read like Rabbeinu Tam, that's for sure. He understood that even though Chatzi Nezek is Knas, Chatzi Nezek Knas is a relevant category in this Gemara. Indeed, the Rambam only mentions Chatzi Nezek Knas in Perek Beis, of course, this Gemara, after speaking about, or the context of speaking about Tzroros, he puts them together. Till then, when he speaks about Chatzi Nezek, he doesn't even mention its Knas. Which, if you believe that really it's fundamentally patur, but, and it's only extraneous, then he shouldn't be presenting Nezek Sholem and Chatzi Nezek as if they're, you know, relevant categories in the Zika, and only then qualifying it. Okay, so I've spoken abstractly. Let me just read some of the Rambams. You'll see what I'm talking about, hopefully. So look at Perek Beis Halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Kol nefesh chaya she'ibrishusa shel adam, she'izika abaylim chayavim l'shalem. Shari mamonim hizit. The Rambam starts off very generically. Anything you own that is mazik, you're responsible for. She'nemar, right? Ki gof shor isha shor. Now, ki gof shor isha shor is Karen. But the Rambam calls it kol nefesh chaya she'ibrishusa. The Rambam's talking about everything. Echad ashar, echad shar behem chay v'of, lo dibar kasim b'shar l'behoveh, kama m'shalem, even zika b'dvarim shadar kalasas tamid, kiminag b'riyasa, kagom behem ashachot tevin o amir. Then what's that? That's shame. Right? O shezika b'ragla derech hilucha, chay v'shalem nezik shalem, and a yafesh ben achasav. What's that? Regel. So he starts off with the pasuk of Karen to introduce all of shor, all of b'mono shehizik. And then the first example that he brings in Kam Mishalim is Shane and Regel. The first example he should have brought was Karen Muad. Karen after being warned three times, if he wants to really keep things separate. Right? Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karma. This, again, nothing wrong with the Rambams. Just when you look at them, you know, with a magnifying glass, they're all contrary to what you would have anticipated, right, based on normal laws of classification, which the Rambam is better at than anybody in the world. Okay. V'imshina v'asa maisim shein dar kalasas tamid, v'izika bahen, kagon shor shenagach onashach, chayev l'shalim, chatzi nezek miguf amazik atzmo, shenemar machurus ashor achay v'chitzu es kapo. Anything about knas here? That he's going to drop later on. So basically he's presenting two categories of Nezek, Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem. The first category of Nezek Shalem that he brings is Shein and Regel, and the first, and Chatzi Nezek, he happens to be Karen Tam. But it's all very fluid, right? Ketzad, Shor Shavamana, and so on. Okay, we don't have to do that. Look at Halacha Dalet. Osa Maisa is number 9. Osa Maisa Shadakar Lasas Tamid Kaminik Briyasa Hu Nikra Muad. Hamishana Vyasa Maisa Shane Derech Komino Lasas Kane Tamid Gon Shoshanaga Honosha Hua Nikra Tam. Ze Hamishana Imhurgo Bishinuya Pamim Rabos Nasa Muad Losa Davar Shahurgo. What's missing here? Again? There's no Karen. It could be Shane, it could be Rego, it could be Karen, you don't know. It happens to be all the cases of Tom are cases of Karen, but he's not labeling it yet at this point. Okay. Chamisha Maisim Tamim Yesh Bebehema, Imhuad Alechem Hem Nasis Mu'edes Lo'osa Maisa, and so on. Okay. Then Halach above, Chamisha Mina Behema Mu'ad Mitkilas Priyasan, Lahazak Afilo Hein Tarbus, Lefika Chamizibo Emisu, Benegicho, Neshicho, Drisa, Kiyotza, Chayiv, Nezek, Shalem, Azev, Hari, Hadova, Nomer, Hadbargal. We'll see, this is very important. This is a Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, The Rambam says that the wild animals, the Rambam says that wild animals are under the rubric of Keren Mitchilasa. We'll see that the Bali Tosis are of the opinion that wild animals are under the rubric of Regel. Okay, that's also consistent, we'll see. Then again, Kol Mu'ud Meshalim Halacha Zayin. Kol Mu'ud Meshalim Nezek Shalim in Ayafisha bin Chasav. Kol Tam Meshalim Chatzi Nezek Migufo. There's no reference yet that all this is only Karen. Amed Var Mamurim Bishin Nichasa Behem Alushis Anizak. Vizikasav Lenichas Anizak Bishis Amazik. Vizikasav Behem Tashob Balabayis Potter Alakol. If he goes into the Rishus of the Mazik can say to him, Hari Omerlo Ilo Nechasa Rishus Ilo Gilacha Hezek. Actually, this is very fascinating. Vishilachas biro bir b'sadacher is a pasuk in the parsha of Shein and Regel, and that's how it's used in the Gemara. And the Achronim ask on the Rambam, why is he quoting a Shein and Regel pasuk to teach you the din of Keren Birshus Hamazik? But again, there's this fluidity in the Rambam in the beginning here, as if it's all interchangeable, until he finally tells you that it's not. Okay. He zika brishus arabim, o b'chotza shenish shal shneim, lo lamadzik, lo nizik, o b'chotza shenish shal shneim, mi'cheres lo niech, v'peres lo hachas v'behema, in b'shein v'regel, finally, right, hareza potter, sheish rishus lahalech, v'derecha behema lahalech, kedarka v'lecho l'shaber derech ilucha. The im nagcho nagfo rabtzo ba'ata onashcha im tamachati nezek and why does Misham nezek shalim? But again, he doesn't label it Karen yet. In halachates, ha'isach chatzah shal shneim yuchedes l'peres ol mahachas behema. Okay, we can skip tes. Doesn't really add much. Now, finally, we get to halacha yud. Wait, what?
Why isn't that Karen? Why is it? Being Makha is Karen.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying he's.
He never say the word Karen.
No. I'm just trying to point out that until now he has not. He's described the cases of Karen and he's mentioned the category of Shein and Regel. That's all I'm trying to point out. It's only now in Halacha Yud that finally he says the following Shlosha Avos Nezikin Bishor. Three avos nezikin in short, which, as I'm going to repeat again, for the Rambam, this should not, that's not a good, it's true, but it's not accurate. Right? Because the Gemara says, again, hashor, habor, amave, haheper. The Gemara says, if mava means adam, then shor means all three. Karen, Shein, and Regel. But the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos, mava doesn't mean adam. And as we discussed, one of the Brahman's big chidushim is that he put Adam Amazik in Ilchas Chovel. So the phrase Shlosha Avos Nezikin Bishor is not a proper formulation for the Rambam, unless what he's trying to say is, even though Karen and Shein and Regel are different, they have the differences. These differences are not radical differences. There's a certain common denominator between Karen, Shane, and Reg, which is the reason that until now I've talked about Nezek Shalem, I've talked about Chatzi Nezek, I'm quoting Shane and Reg Psukim for Karen. I'm transitioning from, you know, from Chatzi Nezek Karen to Nezek Shalem of Shane and Regel instead of Muad in Karen, etc. I'm just trying to show there's a pattern. Shlosha Avos Nezikin Bishor. Karen, Shein, Reg. Now we finally have Karen. Atolda told us Karen, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'id. Now he's telling you. Right? Even though he's used them five times already for cases of Mishuna and Chatzi Nezek. Told us Hashem, Im Nizchacha, Bekosel, HaNoyasav, Ez. Till now he hasn't talked about any told us of Shein. It's always Shein and Regel, and it's examples of Karen. This is the first time that we're getting the category of Karen and examples of Shein and Regel. Okay? Again, you have to be looking for these things, and you can decide whether they're convincing. I'm not trying to convince you. Well, I am a little. But, okay, but to me, I just think it. I mean, I just think the choices here are very very fascinating. Okay, hizika b'chichucha im tinfa peris ladas. We'll talk about all these as we go forward. Told the regel, told us a regel, hizika begufa derechilucha, hizika b'saara, its hair, right, or whatever, derechilucha, kishkisha b'znava, right, its tail, o ba'ukaf shaleh, o b'prumbia, shavapia, b'zug, shavitzavara, chen chamarshi hizik b'masa'o, b'shasilucho, it has a load, and the load bangs in, agala ha-moshechet, shizika b'shas m'shichasa, only in Halacha Yud is he finally, as had done, two opposite things from what he did previously. He's categorized Karen, and he's toldaized Shane and Rangel. Okay. Then, it's interesting, the last Halacha in Perek Aleph is a Safek Kishkesha Biznaba, if he, you know, whips his tail around, right, kishkush rav more than usual. Shein darka tamid v'izika b'shus harabim, or kishkush abgid shalom b'shus harabim v'izika patur. Im tafas anizak go v'chatzi nezak matcha tafas. She's a davar safek. Im todas akeren shechayv le b'shus harabim or todas harega. It again, it could just be. I mean, you have to categorize to Gemara later on in daf yud tes. You have to put it somewhere. Maybe this is the best place to put it. But to me, a whole parak in which the Rambam subtly is telling you that there's a certain fluidity between Karen and Shane and Regel, ends up with two sfeikos, right, about a certain case, whether it's Karen or it's Shane and Regel. Right, what could be wrong? Now, how does Perek Beis start? Perek Beis is where the Rambam addresses Toldosim Kiyotz of the Hemarlav Kiyotz of Ed. So two things are worth noting. Number one, the Rambam's not writing a parish on the Gemara. He's writing a sefer psak. He didn't even have to address the question of Toldos. The Gemara asks the question, Toldosim Kiyotzeben, Lav Kiyotzeben. Okay, the Rif is also writing a sefer psak, but he's writing a sefer psak on the Gemara. Okay, so even then, it's a little unusual for him to weigh in on Hava Minas, but since he wanted to get the maskana out there, he weighs in. The Rambam could have ignored the whole sugya. We passed him Toldosim Lav Kiyotzeben. He could have just gone straight to Tzroros. But he doesn't. He addresses this really strange, and the whole Gemara is very strange. I'm saying Rashi has a strange pshat, the Rif has a strange pshat. I'll tell you what Revelvel says in just a second. So it's, to me again, quite interesting that the Rambam makes such a fuss of this Shakavatari in the Gemara. Right, listen to this. Echad avos azikim, echad atoldos, imaya ab muad toldosa muades, imaya tam toldosa kemoso. Right? This is meaning toldosa mekiyotzeben. The kol avos azikim v'kol toldosa muad, and ein mitzchilasan, chutz mikeren v'toldosa, shein tamim mitzchila, ad she yuadu kemoso b'yarn. This is the first time that the Rambam said explicitly that the din of tam is limited to keren. Right? This is the Rambam's way of saying, Toldosim Kiyotzeben, when it comes to all these things. The Ravid has a whole different understanding of the Rambam. Amar Avram lo mechuvar, afilu mikeren lekeren amru, muad lekeren yiminenu, muad lekeren small, koshkin lebiut regal and shichas shein. I'm going to skip the Ravid for the moment. The Ravid had a totally different reading of the Rambam in the first pshat. Ulai kach ratza lomar, Toldosim Kiyotzeben. He thought that the Rambam was talking about whether or not muad, if you're a muad to the av, does that make you a muad to the tolda? That's what the Ravid read the Rambam as saying. Just shows that he didn't understand what the Rambam wanted. In the second pshat, he says, "Ulai kach ratza lomar toldosim kiyotzebehem kemoshi muedas mitchilas alachilas peros kachim muedas lizchachech bekosa lahana asa." The Ravid is saying, "No, maybe what he and the Rif meant was that don't think there's a tam in Shein and Rego. There's only muad in Shein and Rego." Okay. Or he thought the Rambam was saying, don't think, or, you know, the question is, if you're a muad on an av, does that make you a muad for the tolda of that av or not? Okay. Next, look at halacha beis. Kol tolda ka'av shalah, chutz mitzroros, haminatzin, mitachas ragle behema b'shasi lucha shafu bish told us a regel hein pater b'shus a rabin karegel vim b'ziku b'shus anizak b'shalam yafid b'chasav right afa pichein einu b'shalam mechatzi nezak. The only laugh, this is the Rambam weighing in, I told the same, kiyotze bahen, he wants you to know everything is kiyotze bahen, and that means nezek and chatzi nezek, I think the way the Rush understood the Rif, right? And the exception is chatzi nezek. Then halacha zayin, from base, from gimel through vav, the Rambam deals with dinei tzroros. Why here? He's not talking about regel here, really, is he? Because of this din of told the same kiyot, lav kiyot, ben. And then, what does he come back to? And finally, in halacha zayin, kol ha mishalem nezek shalem arei tashlum in mamon, shuchayv l'shalmo, kamo shalava mechaber shuchayv l'shalem, v'kol ha mishalem chati nezek, arei tashlum in knas, chutz mechatzi nezek tzoros, shu halacha kamo shabiyarnu. This is the first time after mentioning Chatzi Nezek about, I don't know how many times, five times, seven times, from Perek Aleph until this point, that the Rama mentions that it's a Knas. And it's to contrast it with Tzroros. Zeh Klal, Kolam Mishalim Ashehizek Areza Mamon, Kolam Mishalim Yeser Opochos, Kigon Tashlumi Kefalo Chatzi Nezek, Hare Hayeter Ala Keren O Apochos Knas, Vein chayven knas al pi edim, avla moda b'kol haknas mina knasos patur. So it took the Rambam till Zayin Ches, Perek Beis, halacha Zayin Ches, even though he's mentioned several times, nezek chati nezek, kiyotze behem, lav kiyotze behem, sheinen regel, only now does he mention it's a knas. That's because, I think, what the Rambam's telling us is that even though it is a knas, it's a, like the Rush says, it's a paradigm in the Zikin. Okay. Rav Velvel has another pshat.
That's a question. Your chatzi nezek tzroros is halacha moshe Sinai.
Yeah.
So why do you have to put in the category of regal? Why isn't it just a halacha?
Yeah, so that's what the Gemara asks, and that's what the Rambam is alluding to, that Gemara, because it's patur b'rishus harabim. Like as a din of, it's a told of shein v'regel in two respects.
So there could be the halacha moshe Mishnah.
Has these dinim? Yeah, no, they're saying, but that
connected to a regel.
Right, but what they're saying is that the halacha moshe Mishnah is that tzroros is a subcategory, is a chatzi nezek subcategory of shein v'regel. L'may nafkimino that it's shein v'regel, a that it's potter b'shus harabim. Well, the Gemara says a little bit about that. B that that the chatzi nezek is mino aliyah and not mikufa. That's both the Gemara. If you look here at the Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis for a second, that's the Gemara asked your question.
And then you do it to the same Kiyotzebehem. It's a special halacha, Chatzi Nezek Tzroros.
Right. Well, that's the law of Kiyotzebehem, but it's still within. It's an exception to Shein Rah. I'm just saying, according to the Rush and according to the Rambam, that we're looking for like the range of types of tashlumin. That's very good. Look here just for a second. This is where it comes in. The Gemara says, see the asterisk? B'chatzi nezek tzroros, the hilchos ha-gemiri la. Gimel amud beis. The Gemara says, am I correlate tolda de regel? In what sense is that's kind of your question. Why is it a tolda de regel? It's in the middle of the page. See the asterisk? B'chatzi nezek tzroros? The Gemara says, ki kamra papa tolda de regel? Right, so the Gemara says, regel? O kimna tolda de regel karegel? Right? Says the Gemara, b'chatzi nezek tzroros, t'hilchos ha-gemirila. So the Gemara says, amai korelei tolda de regel? So the Gemara says, l'shalei minu aliyah. To teach you that it's not like tam, right? It's min aliyah. Says the Gemara, v'ha boi, mi boi, rava de boi, rava chatzi nezek tzroros, mi gufa m'shalem, o min aliyah m'shalem? The Gemara says, that's not so pashut. So the Gemara says, l'rava mi boi, there are papa p'shitalei. L'rava mi b'dimi boile amai korele told in the regel. The Gemara says the poter b'shus harabim. But we pass in both. It's poter b'shus harabim, and it's min ha'aliyah, not min miguf. Okay, we'll get back to, we'll discuss tzroros, but you know, later on in the year. Okay, now, Rav Velvel has a different pshat. And his pshat is strangely enough a pshat in the Rif and the Rambam. He thinks that his pshat is a pshat in the Rif and the Rambam. Okay, and So what is his pshat? His pshat goes is rooted in the Gemara and the Daf Amud Beis that we already talked about, you know, several weeks ago. But I want to go back to it again because it's a pivotal Gemara. Right, the Gemara in Hamad Beis says as follows. Hamad Beis, the third line. Everybody have it? The Kula Kishad is Omarava. The Kula Kishad is Barmi. Benayu, Rava says, once you throw, remember, till now the Gemara is, it's one big exercise. Right, the Gemara says, starting from the Mishnah. Right, why do we need so many Parshios of Niske Mamon? Why do we need so many Avos and Zikin? Why can't we derive one from the other? Save ink, we'll say parchment. Obviously the bigger question, you know, what is the logical relationship? Is there a unified theory here? Is it all one din? Is it four dinim? How many dinim are there here? Correct? So the Gemara basically says, no, lo hare this, lo hare that, lo hare this, lo hare that. And then at the end of the Mishnah, we've talked about it already, the Mishnah concludes, atzad ha-shava shabahen shadarkan lahazik, shmirasa lolecha, because shehizik, Chayva Mazik, the Shalom Imetavaritz. Fine. So the Gemara here says, Amar Rava, the Kula Kishad is Barbinayu, Asya, Kula Bameatzad, Bor is the most extreme and Mechudash of the Avos Nezikin. And if you could throw that in the mix, if the Torah is Mechadish that, then you don't have to be Mechadish, you don't have to derive that. You can, it can be a source rather than a derivation. Then you're halfway there, or more than halfway. Bor and anything else can derive the others. The Gemara says, except you wouldn't know Karen. Mishum de'ikel mifrach malakula shekem wadim betchilas. Here's one of the Rabbeinu Tabs. If you look at, we'll discuss it, I guess, I don't think we got to it this week. We'll finish up Karen Tab. Next week there's a shir, by the way. And then I'm going to be in Israel for two Mondays. But I'm coming back the Monday, the third one, so there'll be a shir that Monday night. The Monday after that, I have a wedding. Again, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. So, it's a good thing. It's a wedding. That's like the...
That's already March.
That's so February.
The wedding is already
March. No, February.
February 28th, you said...
No. January.
Oh, well, right. I'm off by
month. Okay,
the 7th?
Next week is the 7th.
Right.
7th, I'm here. The 14th, 21st, I'm not here.
The 28th, you're coming back.
And in plenty of time for the shir, hopefully.
After that, do you want to push the start time or not have...
I don't think... I'll let you know. I'll see when it starts.
Okay.
And then after that, we should be, hopefully, you know, regular for a while. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. Listen to this. By the way, this is a little, again, a window. Because Karen, you know, is very mechudash because of Tam and Meshuna. And it's also the most obvious because Dark Alahazik and Kavanos Alahazik. So the Gemara says, I feel Karen Nami Asya, and Lemai Hilkosa Kazvinu Rachmana, Lehilkose. So the Gemara says, well, if you could really say parchment and ink. Right? So why do we need all these parshios in the Torah of Niske Mamon? So the Gemara says, you're right. Oh, this is the question. Are they saying you're right or are they saying you're wrong? The Gemara says, the answer is Lehilchos Seim. What is Lehilchos Seim? Karen the Chalik bin Tam al-Muedes. Karen to split between Tam and Muad. That's its Chiddush. It's Halacha. It's special din. Shein v'regel apotrim b'shus harabin. Shein v'regel to teach you that Rishus HaRabim, right, is an accept, is Patur. Bor, Liftar HaKelim, right, Ulur Rabbi Yehuda de Mechayev, in this case, Kelim Bor, Liftar HaAdam. Bor has exemptions for Kelim and maybe, and for Adam and maybe Kelim. Adam, Lechayvo B'dal Dvarim. Adam, because he doesn't just pay Nezek, he pays also Tzar Ripui and Sheves and so on, sometimes Boshes. And Eish, Liftar HaTamun, Ulur Rabbi Yehuda, fine. So now, what is the Gemara's answer? The Gemara said, listen, we don't need all the Parshios, right? Because we could do it. We could derive it. Says the Gemara, the answer is Hilkos. So, There are two ways, in my opinion, to read. We've already seen this in the Rishonim. There are two ways to read the Gemara's answer to the Halacha. One is, in Hanami, you're right, we could derive basically the Avos from each other, and there's a unified theory, right, of all the Avos, the Tana Shabbat Shabbat. However, there are some Chidushim Zeres HaKasuvs, Chidushim tweaking of some of the, you know, overcompensating, you know, adjusting that we wouldn't know otherwise. That could still be two different things. And therefore, for these halachos, we need the parshios, but you're right, it's really all the same din. All of the Zikin is different as the Avos and Zikin look. There's a common thread, right, that runs throughout. That's how the Griz read the Gemara, that's how many of the Rishonim read the Gemara. In my opinion, you don't have to read the Gemara that way at all. You can read the Gemara saying as follows. The Gemara says, well, Rava says, listen, we don't need all the parshios separately because we can derive a Tzara Shava and we can learn that these things are chayiv. As long as you have bor and one other, you're good. Says the Gemara, not yes, but there's the detail of the Hilkoseim. The Gemara's answer is no. The Hilkoseim teach us that every one of the Avos HaZikin operates in a different way, is a different Mechayiv. In Achanami, there is a common thread. But the common thread is either inaccurate, as the Mechayiv, or maybe it is accurate, but there are two dinim. There's a Tzara Shava, but there's also the Mechayiv of each and every one of the Avos HaZikin. And how do we know that? The Hilkoseim, they reflect that. Oh. Anyways, the way the Griz read the Gemara was the first way. So he says, all the Hilkoseim, this is very Mechudash in my opinion, I think it's true about half, and the other half, it's very hard to say. All the Hilkoseim are Gzeres HaKasavs that reflect nothing about the nature of these Mazikim. They're just Dinim. But really, there's a unified theory, Atzad HaShavabai. How does this help us? We'll see how it helps for Karen Klusha next week, but for now, how does it help us? He says, that's what the Rif really wanted. The Rif said, I just don't think that's what the Rif and the Rambam say, but this is how he read them. What did the Rif say? Told the same, Lav Kiyotza Behem, what does that mean? Doesn't mean what Rashi said it means, that you're Patur. So what does it mean? We're wondering whether or not the Hilkoseim, and he thinks that the Rif and the Rambam are only using Tam and Muad in Karen as an example, do the Hilkoseim apply only to the Avos? Or do the Hilkoseim apply also to the Toldos? That's what the Rif meant. In other words, if you do Negicha, right, then there's a difference between Tam and Muad. But is there a difference between Tam and Muad if you do Be'ita and Drisa? You're going to be Chayiv. But is there going to be a difference between Tam and Muad? Is the Hilkoseim going to apply there? Or is the Hilkoseim, or is that going to then be reduced to the Tzara Shava? The unified theory. Okay? Shein and Regel. So the real Shein and Regel are Pater B'Shus HaRabim. But that's because of the Chiddush of the Parsha, that's Hilkoseim. What about the Tolda of Shein and the Tolda of Regel? For sure they're Chayiv, but are they Pater B'Shus HaRabim? Right? Bor is Patur B'Tamun, according to that mandala. Right? But is Avono Sakino Maso, let's say he didn't build a pit, dig a pit. Let's say he built up some structure and somebody damaged himself on the structure that he built. Is there a Patur Tamun there too? Right? That's the question. Ish has a Patur. I'm sorry, Caleb. What did I say about Bor? Did I say Tamun?
You said Tamun.
I didn't mean Tamun. I meant Caleb. Tamun is Ish, sorry. So let's say instead of an Ish, you have something told of Ish. Something that's carried Beruach Mitzuyah. V'hizik, you know, b'debedarka. So is there a Ptur Talmud? Says the Griz. That's what the Rif meant. That's what the Rambam meant. They didn't mean specifically Talmud Mu'ad. And they didn't mean, he doesn't say what they didn't mean. I'm just saying. And they didn't mean, oh, like the Rush, you know, is everything either Chayiv or Patur, or is there another category? Not what he meant. He meant, like the Avos, to the Tolos HaDolosayim, or since even in the case of the Avos, it's just a Xeris HaKasuv, and really everything is a unified theory, so maybe the unified theory begins already with the Tolos. What's the answer? The Halacha, Maskana, we say, Tolosayim, Giyotzevayim, the Hilkosayim apply to the Avos and to the Toldos. Okay. So is any of this relevant? Well, it's conceptually very relevant if that's where you're going to read the Gemara, but it's relevant for a few other things, and that is as follows. The next Gemara talks about Keren Tam and Keren Mechubar. Right? This we saw already. I just want to get it on the record. I want to tell you the two other things immediately that it affects. Let's skip a little bit. The Gemara says, "Told of the Karen by he, right? The Gifa Neshicha Revitza Ubiita." So the Gemara Maishnon the Gita the Koriav the Ksiv Ki Yigach the Gifa Nami Ksiv Ki Yigof. So the Gemara says, "Hi, the Gifa Negicha he. Negicha is Negifa is Negicha. The Tanya Pasach Ben Negifa. The Siyam Ben Negicha. Same pasuk uses the expression Negicha Negifa in the same pasuk." Lo melachar teaches zui negifa zui nekicha, two words for the same act. So the Gemara says ma'ishna gabi adam d'chsiv ki yigach ma'ishna gabi behem d'chsiv ki yigov adam d'isle mazala k'siv ki yigach behem d'leisle mazala k'siv ki yigov milsa agav urcha kamash malan the muad la adam have a muad lebehema muad lebehema lava muad la adam. That's the Gemara. So, but originally, I'm sorry, I skipped the most important part. Yeah. So the Gemara said, "Why negicha?" Elamau de same ki poligrach mora ben tam lemuad hanim in the betlusha, ava mechuberes ema kula muad asi. But before I got to that, yeah. So the Gemara thought, I made reference to it before, that the case of Karen might have thought that Karen of the Torah is Karen tlusha, not Karen mechuberes. Okay, what does that mean? It means that the animal didn't gore you with his horn. The animal picked up a horn, you know, balanced it on his head, put it in his mouth, you know, did some extraordinary, you know, feat, and he gored you with that. Okay? The Gemara said, I would have thought that's what Tam is. But a regular horn, you should be chayv nezek shali. So the Rishonim, I'll ask the following question. Rashi implicitly, Tosis explicitly, here's our Beit Tam, comes back and we'll read it next week. We'll try to finish this whole Amun and get it to Shein Regel, hopefully next week. They say, listen, if you want to say that the Torah's Nogach, Negicha, V'chiyigach, is Karen Klusha, which is pretty strange, a very rare... You know, how many times you see an animal pick up a horn and gore with it, right? I could tell you much less frequency than they gore with, you know, the horn that the Rabbon Sholem gave them, right? So, if you think that, though, then how do you know that Karen Mechuberes is Chayv Nezek Shaleh? Or to put it like Tosa says, the only thing we know is that negicha betlusha is chatzi nezek. We don't know anything else. So how do you know that negicha mechuberes is chayv nezek shalei? Where'd you get that from? So that, keep these sheets, there are all sorts of different answers than we've shown them to that question. Okay. Rashi says, I'll just tell you in a minute, very quickly, two of them. Rashi says, no, because it's just like... It's like Urche, so it's just like it underwent a Muad process. Meaning it's something that he should have, you know, done Shmira on. Obviously, Tosas doesn't like that. Tosas says the whole Gemara can't be read according to the Ban Domer Palgan Nizka Knossa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's only Palgan Nizka Mamona. We'll get to it. But the Chiddush HaGriz's answer is the following. He says, remember the unified theory? Remember the how I explained the Havamina? It's all the same piece. How I explained the Havamina of Tol Dosei Mlavki Yotze Bahen. Not the Jepotor. Not that, you know, Chatzi Nezek, you know, because of Tam and Muad and other things. How did I explain it? That it's based on the Tzad HaShaveh, the unified theory, and therefore you don't apply the Hilchos Seyem. Oh, that's what the Gemara is saying about Karen Mechuberes. The Gemara is saying, Negicha, the word Kiyigach, which has Hilchos Seyem, what's the Hilchos Seyem of Karen? The distinction between Tam and Muad. That's its Hilchos Seyem. That applies to the case in the Torah. But everything else, how do you know everything else should be Nezek Shalem? Because that's Tzad HaShaveh Shebahen, that's the unified theory. That's what we know from all the Avos together. Tzad HaShaveh Shebahen, Darkon L'Hazik, Shmirasan Alecha, Yechayv Nezek Shalem. It's a good answer, if you accept the premise. Another nafkamino, with this we stop, is the big issue that keeps coming up in these dapim and later on in the Masechta as well, and that's what happens if you have a combination or hybrid mazik. What is a hybrid mazik? Instead of it just being only Karen, only Shane, only Rega, only Bor, only Adam, only Aish, let's say you have a combination of some of these mazikim. The nezek takes place based on a convergence of things. For example, you know, the Ruach Mitzuya, you put your knapsack somewhere where it can be carried by a Ruach Mitzuya, right? And then it, you know, flies off into Rosh Hasharabim because of your negligence, because you did that. And then it ends up being stationary somewhere and somebody trips on it. It's not such a difficult example. There are many examples. Right? That's called a case of bor created by an ash. Ah. So when you have a combination, a hybrid, of two avos, and you can have different types, so what do you do with the Hilchos Seyem? Right? It's, let's say this is a combination of ash and bor. Is there a Petur Kalim? Is there a Petur Tamun? Both? One or the other? Or neither? Right? And is the rule the same? Is there like a rule for all hybrids? Or does it depend on the combination? And that too can be broken down in two, meaning it depends on which of the Avos Nezikin are in the mix or the role of each Av Nezikin. Like maybe this is a three quarters or you know, primarily Bor with a little assist from H, primarily H with a little assist from Bor, or does it just have to do with, you know, dominant Mazikin or the interactions of different Mazikin? That's a very interesting, complicated case, right? Hybrids? Ah. So, hybrids is a big debate among the Rishonim. 2 days in the Rush, it's Balitosis, 3 Megat, very, very lively topic. It comes up a lot. The Griz's perspective on hybrids is that basically, hybrids are part of the unified theory. They're part of Tzad HaShaveh Shebahen. So really, all things being equal, there should be no Hilchos Seyem. There should be no Peturim. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop here.